Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hollywood Hustle Show. Happy Friday. I am your host, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. And you know what Friday means here today on the 2nd the second show of my new podcast here, The Hollywood Hustle Show. It's Freestyle, Freaky Freestyle Friday. Not even freaky. That was my old show. It's just Freestyle Friday, right? Ooh, let's not open that can of worms, the old show. If you're a longtime follower of my social media persona, then you know what that means, a.k.a. Dirtylicious Talk Radio, but we're not plugging that show. But we did have a Friday episode. Our episodes on Friday, we call it the Freaky Freestyle Friday. But for this new persona, Nye Hollywood, it's just Freestyle Friday here, and that means we are recapping this week's entertainment news and dishing on what the industry is whispering about, what's going on behind the latest celebrity headlines. Of course, on my call, joining me today once again, if you tuned in to the Wednesday show, the inaugural show, my co-host once again returning, Chicago artist, fabulous artist. He's been around the country touring for the past couple of years. He's certainly dropped a lot of singles. You know, if you're familiar with the Chicago scene, a Chicago artist, and you have heard of Redbeard. If not, let me introduce you to Chicago's own Redbeard. Are you there, sir?
You know it. What's cracking? It's your boy Redbeard. Hey, to all the listeners out there, stop what you're doing. Follow me on Instagram, Redbeard438, Facebook, Redbeard438, Twitter, Redbeard438. Get a part of this movement, man. Let's get it. What's cracking?
Of course, our call-in number tonight, if you want to get in on the conversation, 646-668-8342. We encourage you to call in. If there is something pearl-clutching that happened this week that you want to talk about, you know what, my friend posted on Facebook this week, he said, and I quote, how can you still support Trump at this point? And you know what, I want to hear from Trump voters only this hour, if you're listening, even if that's just one of you, if you support Trump, this is not an attack, we just want to hear from you. I'm not even going to debate your politics. I'm not even going to, argue. I'm not even going to try to convince you otherwise. If you just want to call in and weigh in about why Trump is great and why Trump is going to make America again, and this is not a pro-Trump show because I'm not pro-Trump, but I agree with my friend, considering his first 100 days and everything that's happened so far and all the distractions, you know, and the latest firing with the FBI director, and plus the healthcare drama, my friend is like, seriously, guys, my longtime friend since we were children, you know, I respect his opinion and value, you know, our differences and, you know, as they say, value everyone's opinion. So regardless of what his stance is on Trump and mine too, 646-668-8342. If you want to call in tonight, of course, I think the biggest news this week is the Real Housewives of Atlanta, reunion. The episode 4 of the reunion finale, the tea that was dropped. Redbeard, I don't know if you saw the episode. I know we've been trying to recap, but you did not see it, of course, right? The Phaedra candy drama, but you kind of know what's going on. Listeners, I'm going to just really, really recap really quickly in case you don't know what's going on, if you don't watch the show, because my friend,
No, you know what? Don't recap. Don't recap, because I want to watch it. And if you recap,
well,
you might give away some spoilers.
Oh, well, listen, the spoiler is out, baby. The gag is out. You know, Phaedra was accused of spreading this vicious lie about her former co-star Candy Burris and her husband Todd Tucker, suggesting she told Phaedra told Portia that Candy and Todd wanted to drug her and take her back to their sex dungeon and have sex with her, right? Essentially, Candy denied it, saying that, well, what you guys are basically saying is that I want to rape her. It was a big scandal. Phaedra got fired as a result of it.
They fired Phaedra.
Yeah, Phaedra's gone. I know you really liked Phaedra. I liked Phaedra, too.
Yeah,
I was so keen
Phaedra. Phaedra was hot. She was hot. Shout out to Phaedra, man. Shout out to Phaedra. Sorry that you lost your job. You know, hey.
Well, you know what they say now. Yeah, she'll bounce back. She'll be all right. They say that she's receiving, you know, the losers and trolls online are giving her a hard time. They're bombarding her with death threats, and her children, her two sons, are being harassed at school. But Phaedra is saying, Phaedra is blasting the Bravo bosses. She's saying that she heard the so-called sex dungeon rumor or story from one of the producers. I guess this producer did not expect Phaedra or did not want Phaedra to go back and repeat this on camera to Portia. And I'm thinking, well, what did they expect? Isn't that what they do? They feed these girls liquor and stories and scenarios to get them all pumped up so they have a storyline so they can create drama to keep the viewers interested. I mean, why else would a producer go back and tell? I mean, let's think about it. Why else would a producer of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I think, which is the biggest of all the franchise shows, right, of all the housewife shows, that's the most popular, right? Why else would you go back and tell Phaedra, oh, girl, let me tell you something. Candy and Todd want to drug Portia and take her back to their sex dungeon and do her good, right? Of course. No one else.
It don't sound that bad, though. You know what I mean? In today's society, she should have been with it.
Here's the thing. While Portia and both Candy have admitted on the show that they're freaks and that they have, you know, have been intimate with women, it's as Candy, you know, stated several times on the show, and she became quite emotional about it. She's not into drugs, so she definitely didn't want a drug rumor out there about herself, especially, you know, she's very, very protective of her brand and her business, as she should be. And, you know, to suggest that she wanted to drug Portia and then have sex with Portia, like Candy said on the reunion show, essentially what they're accusing her of is being a rapist. That's rape, to drug someone and then have sex with them while they're unconscious, perhaps, you know, assuming that Portia would have been unconscious if she had a couple pills and they went at it, right? But anyway, right. It was so scandalous. Candy was so hurt over it. Portia was devastated that her best friend, Phaedra, would say such a thing, and it wasn't true. Meanwhile, Phaedra maintains that one of the producers told her. And what Phaedra is saying is that she said as much on the reunion show. She said as much. She said, listen, you guys know, all the, you know, the crew, the Housewives crew know, the producer told me this. They know which producer told me this, and me, I'm speaking, you know, like I'm Phaedra here. So essentially she was fired because she threw this producer under the bus, and they edited out this portion from the show to make her look like the bad guy and to make her seem like she acted alone. So right. I'm kind of still team Phaedra. I mean, I think Phaedra did exactly what they expected her to do, what they wanted her to do, the kind of scenario lie, or if any truth was behind it at all, take the drug portion out. You know, Phaedra, Todd, and Candy joked on the show that there was some threesome talk at one point, you know? So I don't know. I think the lie or the rumor or whatever, I think it went too far. Phaedra got in over her head and they threw her under the bus. Right?
It's 2017, though. Drugs and sex dungeons is the norm now. They should have took that and ran with it and capitalized, man. That
we
is
have
what
a
they
caller.
Firing people?
Let's see
they
who's on the call.
People?
Red Bear, hold on, darling. We have someone on the call. Area code 865. We have an 865 area code. Let's go and get them live. Let's see who it this is. Caller at area code 865. You're on the Hollywood Hustle Show. Who is this?
Hey, Nye, it's Mary, also known as Mary Jane.
What's up, Mary? How are you, darling?
Mary
Good,
Jane.
Mary,
you
what
know,
do you think
I
of
can't...
this Phaedra? What do you think of this Phaedra drama? Have you been listening to this?
Nye, you know me, and you know that I can't pass up Real Housewives stuff.
Right?
Phaedra's big problem is that she broke the cardinal rule. You never mention the producers. You never blame the producers.
This is true. And you're saying, and that's why she got fired, and that's what she's saying.
Exactly.
And you know what?
Care of his own.
That's true. But you know what? But they set her up, and that's why my heart breaks for her, because it's like, if they knew the producer was responsible for this lie,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it was, and it just got blown out of proportion, why couldn't they kind of smooth this over and let Phaedra come back next season? I mean, she's not a bad addition, asset to the show overall.
No, I think it's because they got burnt when they did that back in Beverly Hills, when they told Brandy all about Adrian's personal business And then when Brandy brought it up and Adrian threatened to sue her, was going to go to court, and Bravo got nervous.
That's because, right. And I, yeah, you're right. And you know what? And I'm sorry to cut you off, but I just remembered that Candy did say that she, because Bravo did record it. They did tape the moment that Phaedra revealed this information to Portia, and Candy threatened to sue the network if they aired it. So
right.
You're right. I guess they had to save face. I guess she had to go, which breaks my heart.
Because,
so now it, yeah, go ahead, Mary. Yes.
During that whole thing, Adrian not only threatened to sue Brandy, she threatened to sue Bravo as well if they even aired anything that mentioned it.
Well, and here in this case, Andy still allowed this. They, I guess, and still, it goes back to my point that Andy had the option to cut this storyline out altogether, but he still gave viewers just enough to create just enough drama. And I guess now that I say it out loud, thinking about it, I guess he had to air some of it to justify why they let Portia go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Phaedra go.
Right.
All right. So at this point, who are we hoping replaces Phaedra? I know you and I kind of talked about this a little bit on Facebook. I mean, I'm wanting Andy to bring in Marlo. And I know Nene and Kim are coming back, but who do you think? Who would you like? Do you want to see somebody from the past or somebody brand new come in and replace her?
I want to see Marlo.
Yeah.
We've been
now,
there
which
we've
one
done
is
it
Marlo?
With Kim and Nene.
Bro, I don't know if Redbeard, if you watch the show enough to know who Marlo is, but most recently she cursed Kim out for being nosy and going down into Sheree's basement at her housewarming party.
The,
after
the white chick with
no,
the duck
lips? That's Kim. That's Kim.
Oh, that's Kim. Okay.
You may remember Marlo is allegedly the industry mattress. She makes her living sleeping with old, wealthy men. And I'm not dissing her for that, allegedly. She's, you know, and I think she would be a great asset on the show. I think her and Kenya would.
Yeah, bring Marlo on.
I
see what Marlo got to offer. Man.
Yeah, I would love to see Marlo and Kenya go at it.
Kenya's the
that would be
one, right?
Amazing.
Yeah. And so, Mary, yeah. So you said you are a fan of the Housewives franchise. What other shows are you watching? Because I really only watch Atlanta. I most recently got into Potomac, kinda. They're kind of interesting. Everybody else I stopped watching years ago, but who's worth watching?
New York is kind of having a renaissance right now because, they brought Bethany back last year, and she's still causing drama this year. And it's funny because right now what's airing on New York is following the election and leading up to that, which is causing some drama with the ladies. Beverly Hills is always a favorite because, let's face it, they're rich and they're interesting.
Right. Absolutely.
You go old
school, absolutely.
Old school with the OC because as long as they have Tamara on that show, it's going to be filled with drama, period.
And Tamara,
Dallas is coming.
Who's Dallas? Oh, Dallas? There's a Dallas?
Mm-hmm. There's a Dallas. It started out last year. It was kind of boring last year. Really, the only reason I watched it is because they film in the exact same area that I live. And it was interesting seeing all those places on TV. But they're saying that it's a little more drama-filled this year.
Ah, okay. All right. And then we don't have anybody. Is there a Miami Housewives? I feel like there was somebody down in Florida, but there's nobody in Florida, right?
There was a Miami Housewives, but it was canceled, I think, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Right on. And Jersey. What's the status on Jersey?
Oh, Jersey. Jersey had to take a hiatus for a while Teresa was in jail. But as soon as she came out, the show came back, and it was a brand-new Teresa, people think. And, again, filled with drama and probably the most likely to have a fistfight. So if
that's
what you're looking for, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I do find myself very, very gauged by Teresa. She is that show. I mean, all the other gals are kind of boring. I think Andy should kind of revamp that whole season but keep Teresa at the center. Bring in a whole new cast of gals.
He really should. I mean, when she was in prison, or as she likes to say, at camp, you know, he took the show off the air until she got out. He knows
right.
where the viewers want to watch, so...
Of course, if anybody's listening, you may not be aware, I do write for a number of publications, one being EURweb.com, and I had the opportunity to interview Andy Cohen earlier this year during the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour, and I actually asked him because, and Mary, I think this is one of the questions you threw at me to ask it, Andy, with all the franchises, you know, and, you know, not every, they don't all do great every season ratings wise,
mm-hmm.
of course, leading many fans to wonder, you know, as you ask, what's the future of the show? Has it reached and run its course? And, you know, I forget the exact wording of my question, but Andy pretty much told me the show is just as popular as ever. And I also threw in something like that. How manufactured is the drama? You know, do the girls just
mm-hmm.
create a lot of scenarios to maintain relevancy and to stay on the show? And he says everything is 100% real. He's like, you know what? If you ever sit down and meet these girls, you'll see, in other words, they are drama. They bring the drama. Of course, you know, we all know, and by we, I'm referring to viewers like, you know, you and everyone else listening, they have to create scenarios in order to drive the narrative, you know. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see how much longer it lasts. So we'll see how much longer it lasts. Looking forward to Nene and Kim coming back. And maybe they had to, you know, they say Nene had to, you know, she wanted to review everyone's contract before she came back to the show. You know, she wanted to ensure she was getting more money and being paid the most. She was not signing on until she knew that she was getting more money than anybody else. And I guess, and that's alleged. I remember we have to say allegedly around here on the Hollywood Hustle show. And I'm just telling you what I heard, what they're reporting and what I heard behind the scenes. And so I tend to believe that. I don't think Nene and her ego would come back to the Housewives franchise if one of her enemies was making more than she was. And there was an opportunity for said enemy to throw that in Nene's face. So there you have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yes. So that kind of wraps up my Bravo Housewives conversation. Mary, you are so welcome to stay on the call. I know, you know, it's daytime. You're probably a busy woman working, but I have tea about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West really quickly. We're going to take a quick break, but I have some tea about Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Y'all may have heard that, you know, behind the scenes, she's working on a divorce, drafting up them divorce papers. So I'm going to take a quick
is
break.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. I have to say allegedly.
She's trying to, she can't leave. Jesus. Come
they
on.
Say Jesus is living allegedly. Okay, let's not take a break yet. Let me just go right into it. They say Jesus is allegedly living in a bulletproof vest. And I think the National Enquirer even reported this. And I'm not saying the National Enquirer is 100% legit, but behind the scenes, I have heard from folks that who have confirmed that our brother is not, you know, he's not doing well mentally. He's recouping. He's trying to get it together. But Kim on the low is drafting them divorce papers. She quietly wants an exit. She just wants him to pay up. Now, on the flip side of that, rumor allegedly. You know, she's also helping him, how should I say this, hustle money and on the low and keep it. And what I mean by that is some of y'all may know that Kanye reportedly owes Jay-Z a lot of money. Jay-Z apparently has had to
know. I was just getting ready to ask you.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready to ask you, was he wearing the bulletproof vest still hiding from Jay-Z, supposed hitman?
Well, I don't know if he's hiding from Jay-Z, supposed hitman, but he's hiding from somebody. They say he fears for his life. They say that he thinks people are out to get him. Notice he has not been seen in how long? Heard from?
Yeah, that's
and that's
true.
Fine.
That's true.
You know?
That's
and
true.
And let the brother rest. Let him get his rest and recoup on, right? But
right.
They also say he owes Jay-Z a lot of money, and he doesn't have – basically, he's broke. You know, whatever he's bringing in, it's going to debtors, it's going to Rockefeller, Title, and X, Y, and Z, right? And allegedly, if Kim and her hustle and things that she's learned from Pimp Mama Kris Jenner and the whole Kardashian machine, they allegedly are teaching him how to hustle in some side money and keep that shit. And we want to keep it clean during the afternoon. Hustle in that side money and keep it a secret from Jay-Z and his goons. Allegedly, I'm just saying what I heard. Don't come after me. I'm not saying this is truth. I'm just saying what I heard, people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there you go.
That's interesting. That is very interesting that Kanye has gone from being Mr. Supersized Ego to Mr. I need to be in a straitjacket. What happened? I think it's actually him dealing with the Kardashians that got him going crazy. He needs to release himself from that demon, and then he'll probably get back to being Kanye West. Because right now he's Kanye Kardashian. So.
And I think he's going to remain Kanye Kardashian. I think even after their relationship comes to an end, he will never be able to escape the shadows of Kim and her family. And I think when their relationship, this marriage, comes to an end, I think there's always going to be that select group of people who tease his legacy with and attribute her with the downfall of his legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right. Exactly. Yep.
So that's my Kanye and Kim T, but they say Jay-Z and Beyonce warned him, don't do it. Don't go there. But this also speaks on really quick. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to take a break. I'm going to drop this T and I'm going to take a break. Right. Cause I'm going to let y'all simmer on this one. Allegedly, a lot of people behind the scenes have whispered the fact that he married someone whose image is so sexualized, okay, whose reputation has been built upon her body and sex and men and how many people she slept with and marriages and et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people have suggested that you can use this marriage, Kanye's marriage to Kim, to serve as proof that he, you know, bats for the other team, a.k.a. he's gay, allegedly, a.k.a. he likes men, allegedly, right? They say that generally men who are in the closet, who are on the down low or battling their sexuality and how they feel about other men, tend to gravitate or mask or hide their sexuality with the strongest sexualized female image, you know, and a lot of people behind the scenes I've heard people suggest this and say this. And of course I have colleagues who are, you know, convinced that he is, this is a marriage of convenience. Okay. Again, I'm not going to use my platform to dare say with 100% certainty that Mr. West is a gay man. I'm only telling you what the streets is whispering. And I ain't talking about the blogs, baby. I'm talking about the colleagues. All right? So there you go. Mm. And on that note, Mary, I know you're there, darling. I appreciate you calling in. Would you like to stay on the call or?
Actually, I have to go because I may or may not be on a conference call as well.
That's what I figured. I figured your schedule was like, and I didn't want to hold you. I didn't want to be like, and I don't know if she can stay. But thanks for calling in. I really appreciate you calling in and weighing in on the Housewives discussion.
Anytime.
Have a great
rest of your day. Thanks, Mary Jane.
Bye.
Mary Jane, awesome. Mary Jane's a longtime friend. I appreciate her calling in and supporting the Hollywood Hustle Show.
And when you come back from break.
Yo.
When you come back from break, I got a little news about Nicki Minaj I want to drop. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, but you know what? You're actually going to take us into this break. Aren't we premiering your – what song are we about to play for you?
Oh, great, great, perfect. Well, for the listeners out there, this is one of my new singles. It's called Smile. You'll definitely like this because I want everybody to smile. It's a good vibe song. Rest in peace to everybody who lost a loved one this year, last year, or whenever. Just smile. Go ahead and check it out.
Smile as we're going into this Mother's Day weekend.
Exactly. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I wanna make my dance.
glory. Paco ain't here, but I smile every year because we shared the same birthday. By God's grace, I know the way things are. It's hard for y'all to smile. With the Lord now, yeah, I know they smiling down. I'm trying to make them proud, and when I do, I'll smile. My papa left too soon, and he didn't smile about it. I swear it felt like ether, snatching out my soul to a land of God, down a yellow brick road. I'm gonna use this gift I hold to make your smile shine like gold. Then think about the loved ones and smile and let them know that they made you happy. I'm gon' honor that. We know you smiling down. Just know we smiling back. Keep the women smiling. Keep the kids smiling. The love got us smiling. Love keep us smiling. Frown now, smile later. Catch a smile from a hater. Keep the women smiling. Keep the kids smiling. The love got us smiling. Love keep us smiling. Frown now, smile later. Gon' smile. I wanna make the world smile. I wanna see people smile. White people, let me see you smile. Black people, let me see you smile. Racism, race, is it gonna stop me from smiling? You still breathing? Put a smile on your face. For the dead, put a smile on your face. Through the pain, put a smile on your face. I wanna make the world smile. Smile for me now. I wanna see people smile. Smile for me. White now. People, let me see you smile. Smile for me. Black now. People, let me see you smile. Smile for me. Racism, race isn't gonna stop me from smiling. You still breathing? Put a smile on your face. For the dead, put a smile on your face. Through the pain, put a smile on your face. Smile for me now.
Yes, yes, I'm loving it. The Hollywood What Hustle Show. Welcome back to the Hollywood Hustle Show. I am your host,
Hollywood
Nye McGee, aka Nye Hollywood, and my co-host.
It's your boy Red Beard.
Coming live, right? Coming live from LA, Chicago, people, and this is Tinseltown Tea here on this Friday afternoon, where we're bringing you the headlines behind. The headlines, the celebrity headlines. Now, before we took a break, Redbeard, I know you said you wanted to drop something about Nicki Minaj. Have at it.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, two things. So, you know, Nicki recently made a post about her paying tuitions, right? She made a nice little list of all the people whose tuitions and loans that are people that were in debt, and she paid them off. So now she's going as far as to even starting a charity to where people can sign up to a list, and she'll pay your loans off. I think that's real dope.
And oh.
Definitely.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj. We're not going to plug the link because she's certainly not paying us to do so. So people can Google that information if they need the link for Nicki Minaj to pay their bill.
Very soon. She says it's coming very soon. So it's nothing that's happening right now. Just be on the lookout for it. If you follow her on Instagram or any of her social media outlets, I'm pretty sure she'll keep everybody posted as to when it's coming. But I just thought that was pretty dope. And then another news. You know, she didn't kick Meek Mills aside, and there's rumors that she's dealing with Nas now. Have you heard that?
I did see some photos of Nicki Minaj and Nas coming down my timeline, and the idea of them together is pretty hot in that sexual chocolate kind of way, but I suspect it's probably more of a, what do you call
promotional
it? Some music collaboration they're working on, you know, and
right.
I'm sure the fans are looking forward to that. I bet, you know, it'll be quite bomb, you know, as they say. Well, as they used to say. Nobody says bomb anymore, right?
It's lit now. We litty, G, okay?
Oh, and
it's
everybody's
lit.
Litty? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, speaking of news, speaking of my brother, my boy here, keeping me up to date with what the millennials are talking about. Instagram, follow my Instagram, Nye McGee, NYMAGEE, Nye Hollywood. You'll see a big pink star on there. To get caught up on what I posted this week and even last week, since this is the first week of my podcast, just to kind of recap for you, I did have an opportunity to speak to Kat Graham about playing Jada Pinkett Smith in the upcoming Tupac biopic. I also spoke to Demetria Shipp, who is playing Tupac. And I have spoken to I forget the gal's name. My apologies. Who is she playing? Kidada Jones in the film. I've also spoken to in the past week Justin Simien, the creator of Dear White People, about his new Netflix series on, based on his 2014 hit film of the same name. And Yvette Lee Brown, who's the executive producer of the show, I chatted with her as well. Isaiah Whitlock Jr., I had the pleasure to speak with him about his upcoming, he's voicing a car character in the Disney Pixar animated feature Cars 3. That's coming up. I think that opens next month, I believe. So, yeah, you can go on my Instagram page again, Instagram, Nye McGee, on the Blog Talk Radio main page here. That's hosting this show, the Hollywood Hustle Show. All my social media links are right across the top. Now, another little bit of tea that I've heard, you know, I'm a huge fan of Law & Order SVU, right? How many of us loved Benson and Stabler? How many of us love Christopher Maloney? Of course, I've had the pleasure of interviewing Christopher Maloney. He's a fabulous. You know what I'll say about Christopher Maloney? He was kind to me. You never know how celebrities are going to act. I mean, generally, they're kind to reporters because they don't want you to go back and talk mess about them, right? And spill, like, the tea about them, right? So I can say that he was kind. He was warm.
Really?
But he was very – yeah, but he was very much Maloney. I mean,
that's what I was
going to
say. Stabler looks like he is who he is on the show.
Exactly.
It's like he plays that role to the T. So
yeah.
In person, you would think that that's exactly how he's going to be with the squinty
eyes,
ready to smack you up. You know, like,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I got
to hear
that
you
very
say
much.
He was nice and kind, that's like, wow.
Really? Well, he was kind, but I did get the Stabler vibe. When I walked up to him, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Elliot Stabler, baby. Now, rumor has always been that him and his co-star, Mariska Hargitay, you know, were getting it in when they were, you know, working on the show together. And apparently they continue to get it in. You know, they're no longer co-stars, but they remain good friends. Well, I recently read some tea that she has been reading the tea. She's been going to the blogs and going to, you know, the gossip sites and the Facebook forums. And wherever there's a mention about her husband and his former co-star, she's reading all the speculation that goes back years back about how they have been getting it in with each other. And now apparently she doesn't want them to be alone together. And if that's true, can't say we blame her, right?
All right.
Another latest headline, James Woods. Anybody know actors James Woods, the actor? Great actor. I mean, we're all fans of James Woods. Well, there's a headline on TMZ right now that he attacked Anderson Cooper with a homophobic slur. Hey, I've heard for many years behind the scenes that he's not the most tolerant character, so that doesn't surprise me. I've heard that he is quite fond of dropping the N-bomb when not necessary, right? So, yeah. All right.
Wait,
so, Redbeard,
what say James Woods?
James Woods, the actor James Woods. What do we know James Woods
now,
from?
Am I thinking of James? Is there a James Spade?
There's a James Spader, and then there's David Spade.
Now maybe you remember who James Wood. Who is James Wood? That's the dude who will wear the – is that the guy from I'm going to go back a little bit with Cat's Eye? Remember
I think
Cat's
he was
Eye?
In Cat's Eye. I'm pulling
and
up
he was like
credits
the one
right
smoking
now.
The cigarettes.
Let me see. I'm pulling up his credits now on IMDb. I'm not sure, man. You're making me go back all the way to the 80s. That's
right.
When the Cat's Eye
yeah,
was out.
No, I'm
talking, like, damn.
I think because that's that's like the only movie with a James that I can associate with that name. And I hope I'm right with the same person, you know.
Let me just while I look that up, let me just go to I'm gonna have to look that up in a minute, bro. Let me just check it out.
Okay, no, that's all good. That's all good.
Okay, so what are we watching, folks? Better Call Saul. If anybody is not watching Breaking Bad, well, if anybody watched Breaking Bad, then you should hopefully be watching Better Call Saul. This week they introduced Huel. Remember Huel, the fat black guy? Saul Goodman's bodyguard from Breaking Bad, right?
From Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they introduced him this week on Better Call Saul and, you know, basically setting up how he and Saul Goodman, whose name is actually Jimmy McGill, how they met. And this show is just really exciting. I mean, God bless Vince Gilligan. He's such a fantastic writer. He knows how to deliver character-driven content that is so compelling. It keeps me on the edge of my seat. Is anybody watching Better Call Saul? What a great show. Again, anybody listening want to call in and talk about headlines going on today, this week, 646-668-8342. I did open the line up at the top of the hour to Trump supporters. If you're a Trump voter, we do ask that you call in, and my colleague friend posted on his Facebook earlier this week, if you are still supporting Trump, how? How can you, considering all that's going on? What is he doing that's making America great? And we want to hear from you. This is just your platform for a few minutes. We're pushing an agenda here. We just want to know how, why. We're not going to debate or argue, right? Again, 646-668-8342 is the call-in number. What else is going on in the world this week that you want to weigh in on, Redbeard? Anything?
I could tell you this much, right? So I've been doing I know earlier you gave the option for people to call in and talk about Trump, right? I'm not really going to weigh off into the whole Trump thing, but people need to really start paying attention to what this healthcare bill really is. And if you don't know, do your research, because it's not what you think it is, and it can end up hurting a lot. It is going to end up hurting a lot of people in the long run, but tax breaks for the million, for the rich, that's all it boils down to. Do your research, people. Do your research, please.
Okay, the most jaw-dropping, pearl-clutching tea that I have for the hour. Oh, Lord, I'm not even going to tell you the name of the actress that allegedly is going around doing this, because I'm not even going to spill this tea. I'm not going to go there with the tea. But if you just kind of do your own little Google research, and if you're savvy enough, you could probably find this scoop, okay, because I kind of pulled this from a very reliable resource. So apparently, you know, many of you are aware of the Hollywood casting couch. You know, actors, both male and female, will sleep their way to the top. I'm familiar with this, you know, not directly because I'm not an actor or an actress. I've never had a casting couch, but I've certainly know friends who have been in that position, have been put in that position to be taken advantage of. Sadly, I have friends who have been violated sexually and taken advantage of by Hollywood power players, okay? Well, allegedly, there is an actress in Hollywood who is going around getting revenge. And the story is she has friends, very good actress friends, who allege to have been sexually assaulted by certain male Hollywood producers and power players and such. And so this actress has decided to act as a vigilante. Allegedly, she has gone to her vet or to some back market alley, low in, over the border type of drug spot to acquire some sort of animal tranquilizer of sorts. And apparently she finds out or the whereabouts of these Hollywood rapists, you know, at events and parties and such. And when they're not looking, when they're not suspecting a thing, she puts a few drops of these tranquilizers, of these dog drugs, these animal drugs in the alleged rapist's drinks. Allegedly, a number of Hollywood pop power players have been turning up at the hospital. What's the local hospital there? UCLA, I believe, or I forget what the name of the hospital, the main hospital here. It doesn't matter. They've been turning up at the hospital at various times, but within a very short window, you know, all with the same symptoms. And it's certainly raising eyebrows. And people are starting to catch on. Some of the victims are starting to catch on to who is doing it. And allegedly, they're hoping that if they're nice to her, if they give her more money, if they give her more parts, she'll stop. Because a lot of people are, well, apparently, allegedly, again, this is the Hollywood Hustle Show. I have to say allegedly a lot because I'm not, you know, pulling this out of my butthole. These are things that are just, this is the tea. This is what the streets are spilling. This is what the colleagues are saying. And again, this particular bit of tea, if you're savvy enough, you can find this info, this tea, this stories being sprinkled around certain networks out there on the interwebs, right? So they want her to stop. She's not stopping. Apparently there are a network of guys who know that they have victimized some of her friends. They have yet to be a victim of her wrath, and they are frightened. I feel like she's my new hero. What say you? I mean, if she's getting revenge on rapists, I mean, if the worst they're suffering is a little diarrhea and vomiting, I mean, apparently that's the worst they're suffering, is a little diarrhea. It sounds like a Quentin Tarantino Hollywood production, doesn't it? Like, scorned out of work actress is going around drugging industry players who have allegedly raped actresses, young starlets, you know? Starring Kurt Russell, no. No, I'm only saying Kurt Russell because he's got nothing to do with this. Yeah, nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this story. I only say this because I interviewed Kurt Russell and Quentin Tarantino and Sam Jackson for their last film together. What was it? The Hateful Eight. So he just popped in my mind.
Oh man, that was a great movie. That movie had me up in the middle of the night dying laughing. Okay, and you interviewed the cast. Oh yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I interviewed the cast, all right. And I was kind of warned about Sam Jackson. My editor warned me. He's like, now listen now, Sam Jackson has this way about himself where he can look down. He has this thing about looking down on people, you know, and kind of treating you like you're lesser than. So kind of be prepared for that, you know. So, you know, when I had a formal introduction with him, he kind of did just that, you know, up until he realized that his boss, and by boss, I mean studio boss, was my first boss in the industry. And so as I'm standing there talking to him, my former boss, who is his current studio boss, well, at the time for Miramax, for this production with The Hateful Eight, the boss says to him, hey, this is Nye McGee, Sam. You know, she was she used to be my assistant. She used to work for me, you know. And then his whole demeanor changed at that point. But, I mean, nice guy overall. I'm not going to diss Sam Jackson because I like Sam Jackson. You know, he gave me the scoop that I need for my interview, you know, but initially, even in him knowing that I was a press member, he did do that, you know, I am the king of America. You are a peasant. Who are you? Until his boss told him who I really was. And he was like, oh, hey, you know, so. But, yeah, I did enjoy that moment. A lot of my militant black friends said that Sam Jackson sold out to the quote-unquote Hollywood Illuminati when he decided to do the scene in The Hateful Eight with the, you know, the simulated gay oral scene.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, they said that was his official crossing over to the dark side of Hollywood. And I'm like, well, I certainly was uncomfortable. That scene made me uncomfortable because I enjoyed the film. And if you recall, in that moment when Sam Jackson is telling, like, the racist colonel what he made his son do to him in that snowy field, you know, and the colonel's kind of like, you know, easing down. He's so uncomfortable. He's so disgusted. And he's like easing down into the seat of his chair, like, oh God, don't tell me anymore. I kind of felt the same way. And not because it was a simulated gay oral sex scene. No, I didn't care about that. I just think Quentin Tarantino did such a good job narratively of really transforming, helping me to transform myself into the whole into the scene. Like, I forgot that I was even a viewer at that point. I felt like the general. I was like, oh God, you did that to my boy. No, God, please. He swallowed the eggplant. Oh my God. So yeah. yeah.
That's awesome.
Hollywood Hustle Show, Nye McGee, aka Nye Hollywood, with my boy Redbeard here. Here we have 7 minutes left of the show. There's still time for you to call in here, 646-668-8342. We're just dishing and recapping on what's going on this week. Alan Maldonado, he is an actor, writer, producer extraordinaire. You might be familiar with his work on Blackish, Survivor's Remorse. He's a writer for Survivor's Remorse. Most recently, he did the film Ringside on TV One. I've had the opportunity to interview Alan Maldonado several times. Most recently, a couple weeks ago, I interviewed him about a new digital app that he's launching called, a new app that he's launching called Everybody Digital. You can, again, once again, go on my Instagram page, Instagram, find me at Nye McGee, NYMAGEE. And then there's a link to my Facebook bio in my Instagram page. You can follow that link and find my interview with Alan. Actually, no, that interview doesn't post until Monday. My bad. Check back on Monday. But anyway, we've talked about his new app, Everybody Digital. It is the app for short-form filmmakers. If you are a short-form filmmaker, you're going to want to know about this app. It's very exciting. It's like a YouTube meets Netflix for short filmmakers. Everybody Digital, you can go to everybodydigital.com right now for more information. And then check back to my social media sites on Monday for the actual link to learn what it's all about. Now, Game of Thrones. Redbeard, I turned you on to Game of Thrones when I came home to visit you last year. Now, the thing about Redbeard, let me tell you something about Redbeard. Redbeard is not the biggest fan of television. I mean, he's a man's man. He likes his sports. And I know you like that Sofia Vergara. So you watch her show. What is it, Modern Family?
Yeah, Modern Family, yeah.
And we like some old school shows like Married with Children. I know we love Married with Children, right?
Right, definitely. Married with Children is an all-time favorite. That's like number one on the all-time favorite TV show list. If you don't like Married with Children, you need to get in tune with the movement, man. Chicago puts out nothing but the best, okay?
Now, I had to – it's like twisting his arm sometimes to get him to watch a television show because he's not really big on TV. But I told him, and he's definitely not big on no fantasy and no medieval and old school shit. Yeah, we're not – forget about trying to get him to watch Lord of the Rings and so.
Right, Harry Potter, all that medieval. You got these women dressed up in these goofy dresses. Men walking around with 100 pounds of armor on and men swinging swords. Come on, man. Miss me with all of this. But Game of Thrones, though, was something totally different because it captivated me. You know what I mean? The storyline was good. It had that same thing that I just described that I don't like, but They didn't overdo it.
Packaged in a way that didn't bore you.
Exactly.
There's political intrigue.
In this,
yeah, there's political. It was sexy political intrigue. You know,
and
there's so
the
many
storylines. It was like
lines,
sex in every other scene. It was great.
Say that again.
Sex in every other scene. Like, wow, come on, this is an HBO hit series, and it was sex, women, brute violence. It looked like good drinking, good eating, good money being spent to protect the family.
A lot of twists and turns and surprises, right?
Yeah.
And you haven't read the books. I've read the books, and the books are dynamic. George R.R. Martin, if you're listening to this show, I know you're not, but humor me. Please drop the next two books in the series. I'm dying for them. Anyway, have you heard what's going on with my girl Sansa Stark?
No. Is she coming back or no?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. Sophie Turner, she's the actress who plays Sansa Stark on Game of Thrones. Apparently, I shouldn't say apparently, there's a video going around Google of her dropping the N-word. Now, I've watched the Google, I shouldn't say Google, going on the internet. I mean to say Google it, because I'm not going to promote the link on my social media or anything. But there's a video going around of Sophie Turner alleging that she's using the N-word. I've played the video numerous times. I can't tell if that's what she's saying, but they're saying that she is saying the N-word. And apparently it's so serious that allegedly she's losing work behind the scenes. That's what they're saying. Miss Sophie is losing out on some gigs, and she may not be able to recover from this. And I'm like, recover from what? Leave this girl alone. You can't even tell what she's saying. And even if she says, did drop the N-word, look at the video, people. Look at who she's talking to. And if she did drop the N-word, here's where a lot of people are going to get mad about, pissed off at me for saying. You're going to get pissed off at me for this, right? Sadly, my culture, black culture, has made it comfortable for people like Sophie Turner to drop the N-word and, you know, and it's no big deal. If you guys give Iggy Azalea a pass to drop the N-word and Krayshawn and whomever else, then Sophie Turner can drop the N-word too. Hell, if you give listen, y'all said it was okay for Kanye and Jay-Z to go over to Europe to their all-white audience and have them all sing along to Niggas in Paris. So miss me on Sophie Turner dropping the N-word. Give me more Game of Thrones. And apparently there's going to be a Game of Thrones spinoff on HBO. I'm here for that too. Thank you. The Hollywood Hustle Show, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. We only have 1 minute and 42 seconds left in the show. Redbeard, any closing words this Friday afternoon you want to leave our listeners with as we go into the weekend?
Yeah, I definitely do, man. Live every day like it's your last. Don't ever stop living for your dream. Stop working for the man, making him rich. Get rich off your own passion and love. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook, Redbeard438. Check me out on SoundCloud. Everywhere, I'm there. Just look me up, man. Get yours. I'm getting mine.
Next Wednesday, I'll be joined by longtime friend and colleague Lawrence Lee Wallace. He is an award-winning filmmaker, Chicago-based filmmaker, native, I should say, Chicago native filmmaker. His work has been, it's all over social media. He's been all over the news celebrating his work, and he's going to join us next week to talk about filmmaking, producing, financing, and all that good stuff. So I leave you guys. This has been another exciting Friday. Join us next Wednesday and next Friday on the Hollywood Hustle. 12 noon,
Hollywood.
We kick off Pacific time. And we'll see you. Enjoy this weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And shout out to my girl, Mary Jane, for calling in and dishing on Housewives. Thank you, people. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs. I think I may have played this last week, but it doesn't matter. Toro E. Moy. We love this guy. Actually, no. This is the perfect song to close out with. Peace.
Break them. With no heart.
got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. The showers didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap. What's the hats on the crack? Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them. Roll them in a circle of niggas and watch me break them with the 7-Eleven, even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it ran Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Thinking about.